Meadows of the righteous,
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 meadows of the righteous.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to the Meadows of Righteousness, this series. Throughout this blessed month we have been talking about different things, from how to perform dua, how to give salam to someone, how to treat your neighbors. So many different things we have talked about throughout this. Today we bring a separate topic, a different topic, maybe we've not come across before. How should a Muslim travel? On which days should he travel? What du'as should he read when he travels? Who should he take with him when he travels? So many different things. Start with the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, he would like to travel on Thursdays. The Prophet ﷺ made a dua for us, for this nation. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Allah, bless my nation in the mornings, in the early part of the day. And whenever he would send anyone to go to a job, to do a mission, he would always send that congregation, that group of people to go and fulfill that task in the early parts of the morning. And that's why most madrasas and Dars-e-Nizami institutes, they perform, the classes start from early morning, because that's the time of barakah. The narrator, he actually says his name was Sakhar. He says that he was a great tradesman. He would implement this hadith and he would send his representatives, he would send his trades, his businessmen in the early parts of the morning. The trade would flourish and their wealth would increase, would become abundant. Another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ says that was people to know about, if they knew what I know regarding the dangers of traveling alone, no rider nor traveler would travel alone at night. If you knew of the dangers, if you knew of the problems of traveling alone in the night, no traveler would ride or travel alone in the night. That's the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that when three people set out on a journey, then one of them should be the team leader. Another narration, very interesting. The companions would basically, they would reach a certain place and they would separate. In the journey, they would reach like certain paths and valleys. And they would basically take a separate path. Each one of them would take a separate path. And the Prophet ﷺ learnt about this. He was told, he was informed. The Prophet ﷺ said, you guys have set out together on a journey. You've reached this valley. Prophet ﷺ said that that separation in your path comes from the shaitan. Whenever they traveled after that, they would walk one after the other, they would walk in line on the same path. They would not take separate paths because of the words of the Prophet ﷺ. This is deep thinking and this is a deep lesson. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he passed by a camel whose belly was sticking to his back. Now, he had not ate properly because of hunger. Whereupon he said to the rider of that animal that, fear Allah in respect of these. Ride them whilst they are fit and slaughter them and eat their meat when they are fit. When we set out on a journey, what should we read? And when we return from a journey, what should we do? Certain etiquettes, there's so many things to mention in this topic. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib in Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, he was given an animal to ride. When he put his foot into the stirrup on the saddle of the ride, he said, Bismillah. فَلَمَّا اسْتَوَى عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا. When he sat, he said, قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, when he would read this dua, in this instant, he recited the dua and then he said, Alhamdulillah, three times, Allahu Akbar three times, Then he said, Subhanaka inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli innahu la yaghfiru zunub illa ant. Then he smiled. Then he was asked, for what reason are you smiling? قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل كما فعلت. That I seen the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he done the way what I just done. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he says that your Lord, he is impressed before by his servant who says, forgive me, because he knows, knowing that the servant knows that no one's going to forgive my sins other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would return from a journey, on return from a journey, the Prophet ﷺ would always bring back a gift and visit his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. He would visit his daughter first. This is a sunnah. Before going on a journey, we should also give sadaqah as well. There's so many different practices to be done for protection of a journey. And then once returning from the journey, the shukr should be done as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us home safe and sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, ability to remember upon what has been said. Ameen bijahi nabiyyil amin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May those of the righteous, 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 may those of the righteous.